Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And what an absolutely beautiful Thursday afternoon it is here on the Menu Live. Thank you to all my foodie friends across Southern Arizona listening right now live on AM 1330 The Jolt, and to all of our listeners across the world who have logged on to www.onthemenulive.com who are listening to me live. In fact, I got a tweet from a listener down in South Florida who says he doesn't miss the show ever on Thursday afternoon. So props out to my good friends down there in Florida who are listening right now. So listen, folks, you think you know Baggins. You really think you know Baggins? I've got a surprise in store for you because we are hosting the party here now at the new Baggins Gourmet at 5420 East Broadway right here in the Williams Center. And this is going to challenge every assumption that you've ever had over the years about this wonderful sandwich place, because John Murphy and his team here at Baggins Gourmet have taken this Baggins concept and they've kicked it up like 20 notches, because when you walk into this place and you feast upon this artistry, this menu that's on the wall, it's quite unbelievable about how they've expanded this menu. We're going to be talking to John in the second half of the show, and he's actually going to provide an opportunity for you, our listeners, to call in on the trivia question and see if you have a chance to guess the answer. And if you are the right caller with the right answer, John is going to treat you to lunch or dinner. And in fact, dinner time is the perfect time to be here at Baggins Gourmet, because, as I said, this great expanded menu. Come on now, join the party, 5420 East Broadway in the Williams Center. If you come by during the show and you say you're here for the show, John Murphy and his team are going to give you $5 paninis. Now listen to this: the Anasazi chicken panini, the Baggins Hopi chicken panini, the apple bottom grilled cheese with Munster and bacon and on sourdough, the gourmet turkey pesto panini, this French dip Baggins, this shaved roast beef, Swiss cheese, caramelized onions. All of these paninis are only $5 for the show here on Thursday here at Baggins Gourmet. So you got to come in, you got to say, hey, I heard you on the radio, and they're going to set you up with a $5 panini. Anyway, we've got some great events in Southern Arizona going on this time of year, and when you think about great events, and you kind of think about people in this community who really inspire great events, I am honored to be sitting across from one of my favorite people in this community, a philanthropic icon in her own right. She's the founder of the Tucson Ladies Council, and her name is Stella Schaefer. What's going on, girlfriend?
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me on your great show.
Well, thank you so much for joining the party down here at Baggins Gourmet. Now, you know, when people think about the Tucson Ladies Council, you know, they're familiar with this great fashion show fundraiser that happens every year in the fall, and you raise some great money for some great organizations. You've got something up your sleeve, Stella Schaefer. You're going to take this idea of a fashion show, and you're going to be doing something different, something new, something exciting on March the 19th. Give us an idea of what you got going on.
Yes, Matt, it is September 19th at...
March 19th.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
September.
That's right.
Sorry.
You're already planning September event.
I am.
March 19th.
Yes, March 19th. And it is Rock the Runway, presented by the Tucson Ladies Council. And it is going to be in La Encantada in the Restaurant Circle. It is going to be all enclosed, stanchioned off, and we're going to have a professional rock and roll runway show. We're going to have a classic car and choppers provided by High Speed Choppers.
Oh, my good buddies at High Speed.
Yes.
Oh, how fun.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. The fashions and the food from La Encantada Shop.
And we're going to be talking to Melanie Sutton from La Encantada in just a couple of minutes, who's going to talk about all the great food and libation opportunities that your guests can take advantage of. So you've got this great Rock the One Runway fashion show. You know, you think about fashion show, you're thinking some of the guys, there's nothing going to be there for the guys and all, but you're really providing an opportunity for men and women alike to come here and get a sense of all this action, are you not?
Absolutely. We are going to have... a tequila tasting. We're going to have...
I wonder if Fred Ronstadt is listening right now.
I hope so.
He heard, somewhere Fred Ronstadt heard you say tequila tasting. He's already bought his ticket, Stella. Funny
how
that
there.
Happens.
We are also going to have tattoos, temporary tattoos.
Nice.
We're going to have a henna artist. And this is a totally different type of show for Tucson. wear your jeans and bling and come and have a great time. And it all goes to benefit the Diamond Children's Center.
Wonderful.
Great hospital for our children. The tickets are $75 a ticket, and they can be purchased by calling the UMC Foundation. The number is 694-1196.
694-1196 for tickets to the Rock the Runway Fashion Show, raising money for this, really, this world-class children's medical center, the likes of which just don't exist anywhere here, at least in the western United States.
That's right.
So I applaud everything that you're doing. We're going to get back with
you
in just a couple of seconds, but I understand on the phone herself, you know, you rarely get Stella Schaefer and Melanie Sutton on the phone at an event at the same time, but she had to call in to tell us all the great things that are going on from La Encantada herself. Melanie, what's going on?
Well, we're really excited for this first-time event, actually, as a fashion show and closing down the restaurant circle. It's going to be fabulous. Especially, we're so happy to join with the Tucson Ladies Council. But at our event, we're going to have Raw Sushi, North, Firebirds, Armitage, Blanco, and also Frost, providing different types of tastings and food for all the guests. And then, as Stella mentioned, there's going to be tequila tasting, beer, as well as wine, provided by Alliance, so it's going to be a great time.
So you have the benefit of working for an organization that has this remarkable setting here in Southern Arizona, because you've got some of the best restaurants, I think, in the community right up there at La Encantada, so it's not like you got to find some great restaurants to ship stuff over there. You got them right there in your backyard.
Exactly. Easy access for us, so...
So you've got a great tequila tasting, you've got all kinds of beverages, you've got these world-class culinary treats from some of the restaurants there up at La Encantada, and you know, can you give us an idea of some of the food items that are going to be available from some of these great restaurants?
Well, I know Raw, they have their infamous Tootsie Maki roll,
yes,
and sometimes
indeed.
They do the Tuna Tunicato. North, they usually like to surprise us. They do something, either one of their fish course or one of their pastas, and of course Blanco will be one of their mini tacos featuring carne asada, and then Firebirds, they like to always present their signature lobster queso dip, so in Armitage, they might, actually they're planning on doing sliders, so some really delicious fare from all of them.
So I don't know how you get any work done, Melanie. You get to work at La Encantada, you know, a shopping and culinary destination in the Southwest, and, you know, I just don't know how you do it. If I worked up there at La Encantada, I'd never get any work done.
Well, we call it retailer relations.
So. Very good. Retailer relations. I love it. Anyway, Melanie, thank you so much for all that you do for this community and all La Encantada is for our listeners and for your guests and your clients. You know, keep doing what you're doing, and we can't wait to see you for Rock the Runway Fashion Show on March the 19th.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Stella, we have just about another minute remaining. Give us an idea of what the Tucson Ladies Council is and how you got involved in this whole fashion idea.
The Tucson Ladies Council is a group of 14 ladies, all from Tucson. They're all mothers. They have children. And wanted to volunteer and serve the community and raise money for a children's charity. And just a great group of ladies.
I love it. You know, and my wife, Nancy, is one of
the
charter members of the board of the Tucson Ladies Council, which makes me, Stella Schaefer, I believe I'm an honorary member of the Tucson Ladies Council.
Absolutely. You're never allowed to retire.
I mean, I have reached the pinnacle of my career being an honorary member of the Tucson Ladies Council. Anyway, I want to read that number again. If you want tickets for this really one-of-a-kind, world-class event, Rock the Runway Fashion Show with great food, great drink, great tequila, only $75 a person for everything Stella and Melanie talked about. 694-1196 to get your tickets. The lovely Stella Schaefer, thanks as always. It's such a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Matt, and hope to see everybody at Rock the Runway.
Rock the Runway, indeed. Anyway, Stella Schaefer with the Tucson Ladies Council. Anyway, what a great segue. We've talked about great food. We've talked about great tequila. And there's one thing that we really haven't gotten into yet this week, and it's wine and the world of wine. And people around me are wondering, what in the world does this guy have up his sleeve? He's talking about the magic, the mystery, the passion of the grape. And when you think about that, you think of Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. And she is with us right here, right now, Yvonne Fouché. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Hey, that gourmet sandwich thing sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about paninis, like world-class paninis, not just a couple of slices of meat that they throw on a piece of bread and press it down. I mean, John Murphy and his team have taken special care to produce the kind of sandwich, this gourmet sandwich, that really is unprecedented. And you know what? Baggins really has become, right here at Baggins Gourmet, the place to come for dinner. You think, well, Baggins, what a great place to have a lunch with your family, a great business lunch. But the people are coming in here for have a great dinner because this great concept that John has put together is really something else. So, you know, I wish, again, that you could be sitting with us right now enjoying all these great sandwiches that we're about to devour. But I know that you've got your fans there at Catavinas who have come to celebrate this weekend's wine tasting with you. All of our listeners, Yvonne Fouché, have tuned in because they want to know what the wine of the week is this week, and I defer to you.
Well, you know, it's this weekend's all about fun with the Mardi Gras and parades and things of that nature, and I thought it very, very appropriate to throw in the Monkey Business Zinfandel. And it's produced by the Barrel of Monkeys Winery in Healdsburg, which is in the Sonoma County. But they source these grapes from the Zinfandel from Lodi. And it's a great winery. They're all about having fun. And their philosophy is that even a monkey can make an expensive bottle of wine, but it takes talent, tenacity, and knowledge to produce an affordable wine. That
I love it.
Great.
And what a perfect wine for Catavinos, because, you know, there's a little monkey business going on over there from
we
time to time.
We love monkey business over here.
Well,
whenever,
you know,
I have a theme that focuses on having a good time, I throw in one of my monkey business varietals because we're sure to hit it, you know?
I absolutely love it. You know, my wife Nancy and I go out to Sonoma regularly. We love staying in Healdsburg, just a special place for us, and fall in love all over again. And, you know, when you take your partner, your spouse, your loved one to Catavinos, I mean, that's almost that sense that I get when I walk into your shop. I feel like I'm in a Sonoma tasting room, and every time I come in the door, Yvonne, I fall in love all over again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then my wife says, who's that woman you keep falling in love with?
It's a bottle of wine.
That's all it takes. So the Monkey Business Zinfandel from the Barrel of Monkeys Winery in Healdsburg. So I'm thinking, you know, you never pick out a bad bottle of wine. You have yet to stump me on anything, and I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be something that's near the top end of your price spectrum. How much is this bad
boy? It actually is. It's $14.99, but it's well worth the money. I'll tell you, this thing, it's so smooth. I've got a glass in front of me right now. Got a quality assurance check going on here. And, you know, it's got some raspberries and some dark cherries. It's got some vanilla on the end. The tannins are just so perfectly balanced. It's just so smooth as it goes down, yet it's big. It's got a lot of flavor, but it's very, very smooth. So it's absolutely wonderful. And, yes, it sells for $14.99 here in the shop.
Yeah, well, I love the fact that you've chosen a Zin this week because, you know, with these beautiful temperatures we've been having, you know, low 80s, I'm thinking thyme by the grill. I'm thinking smoking some great pork, some great beef. And when I'm seasoning up those proteins in my smoker, a Zin is just almost perfect with what I think I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Oh, this would go wonderful with anything barbecued. It's one of those types of wines that you can you can drink when you're eating, and it goes well with food and brings out the flavors in food, but it's not so over the top or tannic that it can't just be drank all by itself. So this one's great. You can drink a bottle while you're cooking, and then if you remember and pull the steaks off before they burn, you can drink a bottle with your meal.
In the 30 seconds that we have remaining, we've got this great Monkey Business Zinfandel. What other wines are you going to be showcasing as part of this weekend's tasting?
Well, since it's all about Mardi Gras, we've got the French-made Cabernet. We've got this beautiful Grenache from Vina Borgia. We've got the Boxhead Shiraz out of Australia. We also have a Chardonnay out of Australia that's big and flavorful, and then the Arrogant Frog from the Humble Winemaker in France.
So we've got Arrogant Frogs, we've got Monkey Business, and Yvonne Fouché is your cruise director as you make your way through all of the fun and frivolity that she has in store for you tonight, Friday and Saturday, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Yvonne, you're a busy woman. I always am amazed that you still have 5 minutes of time to spend with us each and every Thursday. It's time that I honor, and I wish you all the best this week. I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Oh, there's always time for you, Matt. Thank you so much.
I love it. We're going to take a quick second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavino's. And when we come back, she's back live here at Baggins Gourmet, the lovely Meredith Hayes from the Tucson Museum of Art. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the new Baggins Gourmet at 5420 East Broadway, right here in the Williams Center. And if you come by here and have dinner with us tonight and meet Meredith Hayes and meet Chuck Aubrey and meet Matt Russell, yes, in fact, you are going to be able to have any of their delicious new paninis, freshly made custom paninis, which you can't find anywhere else in Southern Arizona. And John Murphy and his group are going to give you those for $5 a piece. But you got to say, I heard you on the radio. Come on in, have a $5 panini. What a great opportunity to introduce yourself to this great new concept in the Williams Center at Baggins Gourmet. Anyway, we caught up with Meredith Hayes from the Tucson Museum of Art last Thursday to talk a little bit about the Crush Wine Festival that's going on Friday, April the 1st, and she's back with us to talk about the Crush Classic on April 2nd. Hey, Meredith.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
That's good. You know, I can barely keep up with you. You are like a woman on the go. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. You're publishing magazines, you're hosting events, you're tasting wine. I want to be Meredith Hayes when I grow up.
Life is good. That's all I have to say.
So I'm sure we sold a lot of tickets for Friday, April 1st for the Crush event. It's an event that I never miss. You'll have all the information on buying those tickets. But you've got something really extra special planned for the following day, part of that encounter at for the Tucson Museum of Art. What's going on Saturday, April the 2nd?
Well, as you mentioned, it's our Crush Classic, which is kind of the crowning jewel of the Crush Wine, Food, and Art Festival. This year, our theme is the Rhythm of Rio.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of appropriate, seeing that it's carnival.
You've gotten me in the mood.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
So we're going to have a really fun time with a Brazilian-inspired dinner that's prepared especially by Los Ventana chefs. We're going to have some fabulous decorations. But the best thing is the live auction.
Mm.
That is the centerpiece of the Crush Classic. And I have just a few examples of some of the items that we'll have available for the live auction. For those of you who love art, we have fabulous artwork from Mame Kratz, from Kurt Brill, from Jim Wade, Jim Cook. Those are a lot of names that people should be familiar with.
Sure.
They're very prominent artists that are here in Southern Arizona. Merrill Mahaffey, who's very well known for his Grand Canyon paintings that he does. We've got some pieces from him, as well as Ed Mell and Judy Miller, who both had exhibitions at the museum just recently. And if you're a fan of Woody Allen, you'll love the Judy Miller piece. It is a photograph of Woody Allen in front of the teepees, the old teepee motel.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And this, you know, the estimate for this is thousands of dollars. This is great. And you can actually get, I mean, I love the auction that you guys do because you get your hands on some of the most unique items that you just can't find anywhere else. So this Judy Miller, outtake number 16, Woody 2, it's called. I'd love to walk away with that one on Saturday night.
Yeah, and that was actually part of the exhibition that she had last fall at the museum. And she has photo montages. So it's actually a photograph of a Woody Allen from, say, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
I love it.
And then she puts him in interesting situations.
I love it. So you've got this great auction, some great works of art. You're showcasing really some of the finest talent, you know, that we've ever experienced. But you've also got these great travel packages. Did I hear somewhere that you actually have a trip to Paris?
And I tell you, everybody I've mentioned this to, including my boss, who is going to be bidding on it, it's a fabulous trip. It's actually a 5-night stay at a 4-star property right in Paris. Airfare is included. This is for two people, so it's not just one and you have to buy for the other.
Right,
it is for two people.
Right.
And it is culinary demonstrations at Le Cordon Bleu in Paris.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's got my name all over it.
For foodies,
will you take $10? I got $10 here. Will you take?
You have to come to the Crush Classic and bid on it in the live auction.
Wow! So you're going to raise a significant amount of money for the great programs at this event, and to see these world class packages that you put together, great art, great travel packages, and to do it against the backdrop again of a great wine and food encounter. Talk a little bit about the setting that night for the Crush Classic.
Well, it is up at Los Ventana Canyon, fabulous resort, and it's in what they call their Kiva Ballroom. So it's kind of set apart from the rest of the hotel. It's in your own little space. We've got a beautiful patio out front that will start welcoming guests at the beginning of the night. We'll have Brazil's national cocktail, which I'm hard-pressed to actually pronounce correctly.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to have you try.
It's like a Capriana.
Capriana. That sounds good to me.
Does that sound good? You'll probably get phone calls saying, that's not what it is.
Well, we need to get John Murphy to serve the Caprianas with the paninis.
There you go.
Say that three times fast.
So we'll start off with the Brazilian national cocktail. People can peruse, do a preview of all the live auction items, then come inside, have a wonderful dinner, and then we'll start off the auction. We've got roughly about 40 different lots to auction off.
Wow.
So
wow.
It'll be a fun-filled evening. It's always fun watching people go ahead and bid on things and even trying yourself to see if you can get something that you really want for a good price.
I love it. This is one of the best events of the year. We've got this great Crush Classic on Saturday, April 2nd, the wonderful Crush event, which brings all local restaurateurs and winemakers from really all across the Western United States, even the Northern United States, all over the world, in fact, for that Friday event at the Tucson Museum of Art. How can people get any tickets that might be remaining for Friday and Saturday for this, really, this weekend encounter with food, wine, and art? How can they get tickets tonight?
Best way to get tickets is to go online to TucsonMuseumOfArt.org/crush. You can order tickets right there online for both Friday and Saturday night, or one or either of them. Tickets for Friday night are $75 in advance. For Saturday night, they are $200. Or you could buy a table for $1,600.
What a ganga. My goodness, to have this kind of personal encounter with the vices of great food, great wine, and great art, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's all of life's pleasures.
All is a life's pleasures. Give us an idea about so this is a fundraiser. You're raising some money for some of the great programs. What is the Tucson Museum of Art planning in terms of putting some of this money to work?
Oh, well, we always have fabulous exhibitions and great programs. We do a lot of outreach into the community as well. We bring art into public schools that have cut their art programs. We bring art to critically and chronically ill children in TMC and UMC. We provide lectures out in the community for all different kinds of community organizations. We work with refugee groups. We work with the School for the Deaf and Blind. We have a lot of wonderful programs that all of fundraisers really do help to support, as well as the exhibitions and great art to bring to Southern Arizona.
And one of the things, I want to sort of debunk the myth that the Tucson Museum of Art is a lovely place to go to see some great art. And you know what? That's absolutely what it is. But you don't have to go into the museum to appreciate what the museum is doing in this community, because the Tucson Museum of Art is visible and active and alive in programs across Southern Arizona. Yes, the epicenter of the beauty is downtown in your beautiful space, which you're going to be showcasing on Friday, April 1st. But you can't go anywhere across this community and not see the impact of what the Tucson Museum of Art is all about. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And I do challenge your listeners, come down and see the current exhibition. Borderlandia is something you probably don't expect in a museum.
Very good. Meredith Hayes for the Tucson Museum of Art. We're going to be checking in with you next week to learn a little bit more about this event. But anyway, it's always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for being a part of it.
Thanks, Matt.
We're going to take a quick CNN news break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're talking paninis. We're talking oven-baked toasters. We're talking all of the great baggins, classics, and then some with John Murphy. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. A controversial bill eliminating collective bargaining rights for most state workers in Wisconsin is a pinstroke away from becoming law. CNN's Ted Rowlands has more from Madison.
The Republicans in the Assembly have passed the budget repair bill, the abridged version of it. It now goes to Governor Walker for his signature, probably in the next few hours.
Emotions ran high at a House hearing on the radicalization of Muslim Americans.
Critics like California Democrat Laura Richardson called it a witch hunt.
I believe the narrow scope of this hearing is discriminatory and it is an abuse of power.
Chairman Peter King said the hearing was extremely productive. NATO defense ministers convened in Brussels today to discuss the crisis in Libya. They're exploring possible military intervention. A down day for stocks, the Dow fell 228 points. This is CNN Radio.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through March 12th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club E-Values Savings Celebration.
E-Values lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try E-Values, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year, like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses,
even $1 off fresh strawberries,
and much more. Not a member? Join now and sample E-Values. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
I was waking.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Maingate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell having a great time broadcasting live from the new Baggins Gourmet at 5420 East Broadway in the Williams Center. And John Murphy, who's going to be my guest for the whole second half of this show, has put out this great special. If you come on in and enjoy dinner here and meet all the friends that are meeting you here for dinner tonight, and all you have to do is say, I heard you on the radio, he's going to give you any one of their new delicious paninis that are only on this Baggins Gourmet menu in the Williams Center for only $5. Again, this great French dip Baggins panini, gourmet turkey pesto, apple bottom grilled cheese, Baggins Hopi chicken, the Anasazi chicken panini, yes, indeed, for only $5. $5 if you join us here for the show. Also, I want to remind our listeners to check out www.onthemenulive.com. All of the shows that we've done going back all the way to the summer of 2009 are there for you to listen to. You can sign up to receive our newsletter to find out exactly where we're going to be broadcasting from, what kind of great restaurants are giving great gift certificates away. Indeed, you can even suggest places where we broadcast from in the future. Like someone suggested, hey, Baggins Gourmet, have you been to Baggins Gourmet? I had not been. I came here and then my world changed. And there's a man here who's sitting with us that's responsible for changing my world like he changes worlds every day. He's our good friend John Murphy. What's going on, brother?
How you doing, Matt?
Doing great. You know, we had a great time with you February of last year for the rodeo. You also have the designation of running Highfalutin Rapid Fire Western Grill. We had a great rodeo party up there last year.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, how are things going over there at Highfalutin?
Oh, it's going great.
Right on. Yeah, you walk into that place, you smell the mesquite, you hear you get the sizzle of the steak on the grill. I mean, that's one of my favorite places, and I don't know how you've got this great ability to bring world-class kind of authentic Western cuisine at Highfalutin and these great gourmet sandwiches to Southern Arizona. For years and years, you're one of my heroes.
Oh, okay.
So let me tell you something. You know, he's laughing, Chuck. He thinks that I'm kidding. I mean, John Murphy is he's an historic figure in this community. I don't know how we're doing photo ops here. He's signing autographs, $5 paninis. But anyway, people that listen to this show know Baggins, right? They know Baggins sandwiches because we grew up on Baggins sandwiches, the unforgettable Baggins. Always been a personal favorite of mine. You know, my wife likes the sundown. My son, I'm not even looking at the menu. You're like, yeah, pretty good, Russell. The high Baggins, the prime Baggins. I mean, we grew up with these great sandwiches that you can't find anywhere else. But John Murphy, you were not satisfied with continuing to offer these great sandwiches because you had this idea to really take this Baggins concept and just jack it up several notches. Give our listeners a sense of what this whole gourmet thing is all about.
Well, you know, we are very proud of Baggins. Baggins has been around for 26 years, so
wow.
We wanted to add something new to it and try to broaden that. And we came up with some of the paninis. We brought in ovens, the toaster ovens, and brought in some new breads here, our Dutch crunch. We make our meatball sandwiches on and some croissants and brought in some soup. So a whole new menu added to the regular menu, so you can always get the same Baggins favorites like you were mentioning are always here. And then, you know, like I think there's like 10 or 12 new sandwiches and soups.
So this is like the best of all worlds. So you can have the Baggins classics, you know, that people want to order the sandwiches I talked about, but then you can dig into some of these, you know, a salad and a bread bowl and oven-baked toasters. You've got portobello mushrooms going on here that are just, you know, waking up this part of the community, and I can't imagine a better location for you guys than right here in the Williams Center.
Yeah, it's beautiful in here, and we're excited about it. It's one of our bigger stores. And we just wanted to bring out that gourmet. I mean, Baggins Gourmet, is our Baggins Gourmet sandwich with being Baggins Gourmet. So that's why some of these new sandwiches and the bread bowl and the salads and all that are
that's perfect.
Tailor-made.
The sense that I get about this place when I walked in, and I just want to say I had not yet been here and then until someone said, you know, you really should check out Baggins Gourmet. And I'm glad we did, John. But when I walked in here, I just sort of got the sense that it's got that sort of Baggins quality about it, but this space doesn't even resemble, you know, the space that was here before. I mean, you really have there's a wholesale transformation of this place here in the Williams Center. It's just quite astounding.
Thanks. I mean, we've all did a great job. Sherry, Lee, and Nancy and myself came in here and, you know, many hours of looking around, Sunny, and checking out, see how we wanted to upgrade it.
Yeah, beautiful. The warm desert tones in terms of the color. You've got this adobe sort of New Mexico style to it. It's really, really thoughtful and really, really, really nice. But one of the things I think that distinguishes this from some of the other Baggins restaurants, and there's a number of them all across the community, is that this really is a dinner establishment. I mean, yes, you serve a great lunch and you do a lunch business. You're in the Williams Center, so you're attractive to a lot of the area businesses that want to come and kind of have a great lunch with that kind of idea of Baggins that they've come to expect. But this really is turning into a really cool dinner crowd here after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. I mean, with the fresh meatball sandwiches and the hot paninis and, you know, still our same menu stuff on the grill with our cheesesteaks and the Albuquerque turkey. We want to do some nighttime sales in here.
That's great. So talk about your hours of operation here at Baggins Gourmet.
Currently right now we're open every night till 8 o'clock except for Sunday where we close at 5.
Okay. So Sunday till 5 and every other night till 8 o'clock. You know, people are right now. They've heard. See, he's raising his hand. He heard you on the radio. He wants his $5 panini. They're lining up here at Baggins Gourmet. So you're baking your breads fresh in-house.
Well, we do our croissants in here, our bread bowl, and our new sub rolls called a Dutch Crunch. which is excellent. So it's really fun.
So talk to that was too good to just sort of let loose. I mean,
Dutch Crunch.
Talk to me about that. I'm intrigued.
Well, I mean, it's real popular in San Francisco. It's just a sub roll that has a topping that's put in here.
What perfect timing.
Perfect timing. You're looking at the meatball sub right here.
Coincidentally, we start talking about food, and almost like mysteriously, that very item that we're talking about arrives. It like appears out of nowhere. How'd you do that?
I have Mike Braven right here on my hand.
In the house, Mike Braven. You know, he's batting away his fans from left and right. He's a guy. He's in charge here. He's doing all kinds of great stuff. But, all right, so, you know, this is something that you can't get at any other than the Baggins restaurant.
Now, this meatball sub, this store is the only one that has it.
Okay, so I'm going to dig in because I can't take it anymore. I can't wait any longer. So when I am biting into this gorgeous, this deep, rich, ruby red sauce, this is the Dutch Crunch roll that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Okay, give our listeners a sense of the kinds of things that you think I'm going to be experiencing when I'm putting one of these bad boys into my mouth for the first time. Now, I'm going to have to move my microphone. You remember this from Highfalutin. Remember, you know the drill. This becomes the John Murphy show because I can't eat and talk at the same time. And sometimes the food that I'm eating renders me speechless and I couldn't talk even if I didn't have any food in my mouth. So anyway, pretend this is your Food Network show. You're talking about this great artistry that you put together and I'm going to enjoy it as you talk.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is one of our bigger sandwiches that we have here. The meatballs are made fresh in-house every day. The sauce is made fresh. And like I said, the Dutch Crunch, we proof it up, top it, and it's made throughout the day and served with fresh grated Parmesan on it. And it's one of our bigger sandwiches on here, and it's something that we think is really good for nighttime.
Yeah, I would say so. And I knew right away when I picked up. Now, this has been cut into... You know, fourth, so we can all share. I don't want to share anything. I just want to eat it all.
I'm sure
this is share worthy. It's a pretty good size sandwich.
Yeah, it's a good size sandwich.
But when I picked up just a quarter of this thing, I knew right away it was quality stuff, John, because it was so heavy. I mean, this is quality ingredients that you're working with. This isn't cutting corners and putting together a synthetic meatball. I mean, you really are putting together some meatballs here at Baggins Gourmet.
Right.
So this crunch roll, delicious. You bite into the roll. It has a little bit of a resistance. It crunches. But when your teeth hit that meatball, it just becomes tender and beautiful and moist. And then it's just enveloped by this sort of red, ruby red tomato sauce. Are you here to disclose for the first time, John, what the recipe is for this tomato sauce? Because I want all of our listeners to know this is absolutely delicious.
Well, it's just made with fresh tomatoes and garlic and basil and Parmesan cheese.
Imagine that. You start with quality ingredients, fresh
That's
tomatoes.
Right. That's
How
right.
in the world can you? I mean, there are people that don't use fresh tomatoes when they make tomato sauce, and they wonder why does it taste like John Murphy? Man, this is good. So Chuck Aubrey, our producer, is sitting here very patiently, and I'm going to want to return to that. But here you go, Chuck. You can certainly help yourself out to it. That is absolutely delicious. Again, on the Baggins Gourmet menu, this wonderful meatball Dutch Crunch roll sandwich that incorporates all these wonderful flavors into a harmony of its own flavor that you're really not experiencing anywhere else.
Right.
This is really good.
I want to add one more thing about Dutch Crunch because it is a really great bread that it doesn't just come on the meatball. We do have a portobello veggie sandwich that it comes on. It's great. And there's like three or four other sandwiches that it comes on automatically, and you can put it on any sandwich that you like.
Absolutely delicious. All right, so where are we going next with the...
Let's bring in some of the paninis. Let's bring in the French dip panini right here, Mike. And what else did he bring in over here? He's got our anasazi, which our anasazi is a sandwich you can find in all the other Baggins. It's made on the grill.
Oh,
here
sure.
We make it in the panini machine.
I had one of those French dip paninis when I came here to scout the location the other day. Out of this world.
Okay. So
absolutely out of this world.
Roast beef is made fresh by us. We top it, cook it, and slice it ourselves, so that's homemade. And it's got sautéed onions on it, Swiss cheese, and served with a side of au jus.
So you're telling me, now I have a mouthful. And that's okay. I mean, this is live radio, and this is what happens sometimes.
This is a food show. You're supposed to talk with your mouth full.
This panini bread, it's delicate. It's got this great sort of buttery quality to it. It's sweet.
I'm glad you noticed that, because actually on the paninis and some of this our new breads, we actually put our gourmet sauce, which is a new sauce that we make, which is made with a butter, sour cream sauce, and seasoned, and we put on the paninis to give it that extra flavor.
The panini bread in and of itself is really exceptional, but then when you put this roast beef that you guys care so importantly about, it really creates this great taste profile that I haven't had in a panini, and this is only $5 tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Man, oh man, good stuff. So talk about this one. This is the Anasazi.
This is the Anasazi, which was where our chicken,
right?
Green chili, provolone cheese,
right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's got our Parmesan, and this also has the gourmet sauce on it.
Mm. Well, I'm so glad that you did that with the bread, because it really, it's that special Baggins sort of influence.
It's that unique flavor.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Great meatball sandwich. Wonderful panini. This wonderful, roast beef. Delicately put together panini with this beautiful butter topping, and this Anasazi chicken with the green chilies. All kinds of different flavor things happening in my mouth right now, John.
Good, good. Hopefully you're going to leave here and want more. No, that's the thing. Now we got some new stuff. This is our barbecue chicken salad. It's one of five new salads we have made in bread bowl. We actually they're pretty big size, so I actually cut this one in half for you guys there. You can see the fresh baked bread bowl in there.
All right, let me I need to ask you to repeat that. So what you've just given to me is half of a salad?
Yeah. Now, when you first walk into this store, there's a salad making unit right there where they make the salads right in front of you. So you get to see them put the salad together, so a little show. But this, again, is our barbecue chicken salad. This salad is also made at Highfalutin, although it's not in the bread bowl. It was a pretty good sell for us over there, so we brought it in here and put the bread bowl in. I think it's made that even more unique for us.
Mm. So in that sort of Santa Fe style then, almost, with these, it looks like I've got some black beans in there.
Yeah, black
some
beans,
sweet
corn.
Yellow corn, some fresh tomatoes. Looks like it's served alongside like a crostini.
Uh-huh.
So what kind of bread? So you're hollowing out some bread and you're stuffing this gargantuan salad inside. What kind of bread
is this? It's not hollow. We actually bake that. We make that, proof it over a form, bowl form, and proof them and bake them, and then season them with our butter sauce, and then we put them into your salad. So these are baked throughout the day. Every couple hours we're making them.
They like the butter sauce here at Baggins Gourmet.
Right.
I'm getting enthusiastic nods up and down. I see my good friends Mike and Stacy Sump have walked in from FoothillsFavorites.com, the official residential and commercial real estate solution here in Southern Arizona on the Menu Live. Go check them out at FoothillsFavorites.com and make some new friends. So I love the way the sweetness of the barbecue sauce, the tanginess of the barbecue sauce comes and hits the creaminess of that dressing, and then it all just sort of brings it all together with the cool, crisp lettuce that you've created. This is delicious.
It's got a ranch dressing with the chicken's done with barbecue sauce, and the salad is actually tossed in a ranch dressing.
Oh, my really goodness. Good. It is absolutely delicious. We've, like, gone around the world in the last, 10 minutes. This is unbelievable. So one of the things that I know that you guys are really happy about is you can take the Baggins experience and bring it out into the community. So, yes, you're serving masses of people that come in to enjoy what it is that you've put together over the last, 26 years?
26 years.
That's unbelievable. I don't believe that's been 26 years, by the way.
Yeah, Sherry
that's
started,
absolutely
Sherry,
amazing.
Sherry Garrett started Baggins 26 years ago.
Amazing. So, if things work, they succeed, my hat's off. But you don't have to come into Baggins to get the Baggins experience. You're actually working on a catering program where you can actually sit down with someone in terms of planning an event, a business function, a family gathering, really upwards of, big crowds. Talk about your catering program.
Well, we didn't just start it. Baggins has been catering for many years. Now, this store, we want to get the catering going in this store, which is, and Baggins is what it is. So we do have the new items on here, and we can cater in any event for any size. So,
and you'll sit down with your client,
personalize it
exactly
all the way through,
and try to get a sense of what kind of attitude they want to represent. Now he just keeps bringing food, John.
Yeah, he keeps bringing. He's bringing you guys some dessert.
Now what does that say? I mean, I keep running my mouth because I keep putting food in my mouth, and he keeps bringing more.
It's the endless carb cavalcade, man.
These are our chocoholic brownie, our famous carrot cake, and rum cake.
Oh my gosh, carrot cake and rum cake, two of my favorites. So I might have to have a little bit of each. All right, so Chuck.
And then when you finish here, there are fresh cookies that are baked there in the store. We bake these cookies in the store all day long.
So you're baking them here, so you're actually getting them warm. You're not having to pull open a cellophane bag and shake out hard, crusty, crummy cookies.
Nope.
Baked in house. Secret recipe, John?
Yes.
Of course. You going to disclose the ingredients?
Never.
You're not going to do it. All right,
Never.
So I'm going to take a bite of this carrot cake. Again, you can really tell the quality ingredients because there's some weight to this carrot cake, but it's not like so much it's going to smack you in the face and be with you for 2 hours. I mean, it's delicate, but it's got some oomph to it.
Mm. Wow, there's no death quite like overkill. You've got to love it.
I'm having a little bite of this rum cake. Now, are you doing desserts at the other Baggins?
All the other Baggins do desserts. We also do our side salad. We do fresh potato salad, a chicken bow tie, We got a number of other side salads that we do fresh every day, too.
Great. Well, we're going to wrap up the conversation towards the end of the show, but we do want to give our listeners a chance to get in on the action for themselves because
great.
You have been kind to offer someone a great gift certificate to experience Baggins Gourmet. You can sit at Matt Russell's table. If you can ever get me to leave this table, you can sit here and enjoy all the wonderful things that I've enjoyed. And if you are the first to answer the trivia question and you do it right, you're going to be John's guest. John, what's our trivia question this week?
How many Baggins locations there are?
How many Baggins locations are there? And maybe a bonus point if you can list exactly where they are. But how many Baggins locations are there in southern Arizona? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift certificate to Baggins Gourmet. Good luck. We're not going anywhere. We'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
In meatball heaven over here at Baggins Gourmet at 5420 East Broadway in the Williams Center. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. Having a great party with my good friend John Murphy from Baggins Gourmet, making a lot of people happy tonight who have come in here and joined us for dinner on their way home tonight. But anyway, we've got a caller on the line who thinks that they might know the answer to the question: how many total locations? How many Baggins locations are there across southern Arizona? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift certificate for Baggins Gourmet, and we will go ahead to line one and see what Tony has to say. Hey, Tony, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Yes.
And so let me ask you this, Tony. You think you might know the answer. You might have been to all of them, but give us your best shot. How many Baggins are there in southern Arizona?
Well, now the one that you're at is a new one, right?
That's correct.
And what's the location on that?
That's the Williams Center, 5420 East of Broadway.
Okay, well, in the book it has 10 listed in the white pages. 9 are together, and then there's one extra one, which is aside from the group. So plus the one that you're the new one makes 11.
All right, well, it sounds like you might think you know what you're talking about, but, I've got the owner himself sitting right here, John Murphy. John, I'm going to leave it up to you, my friend.
Well, the phone book actually has this one was actually on Broadway and Rosemont that actually moved. So
oh.
This one's a newer store, but it's still one same location.
So the answer, ten is not correct.
It's
11.
What was the answer? What was your answer? 11?
Well, including the new one?
Yeah.
Including the new one, then if one is the same, it'd be 10. Nine grouped together, and then...
he's so close with no cigar. Anyway, Tony, okay. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a Baggins Gourmet gift certificate. If you think you know how many Baggins locations there are across southern Arizona, again, 529-3508. Mark, do we have a caller?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Wow. So he guessed 11.
If do the math, people, give us a call.
And then he guessed 10. But no, there are not 11. There are not 10. But we're going to find out. I know we got a winner out there somewhere who's going to experience Baggins Gourmet by calling 529-3508. What else is going on in the menu that you think we might have missed, John?
We talked about the soups, did we not?
We need to talk about the soup.
Yeah, so we have our chicken tortilla soup. And tomato basil is what we serve right now, soup. So you can get it in a cup or a bowl, or you can get any half sandwich. You can get a half sandwich with a soup or a half sandwich with a salad. So you can mix and match. You don't have to come in and get a full sandwich. You want a half
great.
A sandwich with a soup or a half sandwich with a salad, you can do all that.
So, yeah, this green chili chicken tortilla soup that people are talking about, that's what sort of has the, sort of attracted a buzz across the community. That's what our listener said. You know,
hey,
you go into Baggins Gourmet and try that. Yeah, Mark?
We got callers Jim and Mike.
Okay, we're going to go to line two and see if we can talk to Jim. Hey, welcome on the Menu Live, Jim.
Hi, yeah, so I'm going to go out and guess 12.
Guess 12. No, John Murphy says no, and maybe we'll give a little hint. Is 12 high or low, John?
12 is too high.
12 is too high, and it's not 11, and I believe we said maybe it is not 10. But anyway, that opens up a line at 529-3508. We're going to go to line three and see if Mike knows the answer to the question. Mike, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
How many locations of Baggins are there in southern Arizona?
I'm going to say six.
Six? Six locations, John.
No.
No. Is that not enough? Okay, so listen, folks. Six is too low, and 12 and 11 and 10 might be too high. So let's do the math. Anyway, that opens up a line at 529-3508.
Caller John.
And caller John is on the Menu Live. Hey, John, what say you?
Good evening, Matt. I say 10.
10. No, he's, John, you got to turn the radio on before you listen, before you try the trivia question. 12 is too high. 11 is too high. 10 is too high.
6 is too low.
Anyway, John, thanks for calling in. That opens up a line at 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card. We got to do it in the next minute, folks, or I'm going to use that gift card for myself. Again, 529-3508. We've darn near given the answer away. You know, John is a charitable man. He's a charitable man.
We've got Melissa and Valerie.
And Melissa is on the phone. Melissa, quickly, what's your guess?
Is it 9?
That's correct.
Melissa wins! Congratulations,
woo!
Melissa. Listen, I don't know if you've been to all locations, but thank you so much for listening in. Don't go away, though, because I want you to stay on the line, because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be John Murphy's pleasure to send you a gift card to experience Baggins Gourmet for the first time, unless you've been here before.
I have, but it'll be just as great as the first.
Just as great. Okay, do yourself a favor, though. If John happens to be in the restaurant at the time, introduce yourself. Tell him you heard him on the radio. You know, he'll sign an autograph for your kids, you know, whatever. Anyway, thank you so much, Melissa, for listening to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Another minute remaining. There's 9 locations.
Nine.
Why don't you tell all of our listeners exactly where each of the 9 locations is? I'm putting you on the spot now.
Yeah, you are. well, the newest one here is Broadway and Wilmot. We have our Speedway and Colt, Speedway and Treat. We have Pima and Craycroft. We have our downtown, which is Church and Pennington. We have our Valencia. We have Oracle. And we have our Oro Valley store, which is also on Oracle.
Great. And hit us with
and
the website.
We have our Campbell store.
Right, Campbell. And hit us with a website address so people can see your menu and find out
it's
all your
BagginsGourmet.com.
BagginsGourmet.com. And the perfect end to this broadcast is this beautiful, freshly baked chocolate chip cookie that has literally melted in my mouth and has reminded me how much I love you, John. Thank you
good.
So much.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, thank you to all my guests. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.